Masechta Shvias, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. We mentioned in the past that a state ilan, a field of trees, can be plowed even past Pesach of the sixth year when you had to stop plowing the wheat fields. It can be plowed until Shvuas. The Mishnah continues to give the requirements for this state ilan. Shleisha ilanis shall shleisha anashim. If the three trees that make up the state ilan, they're the right size, but they belong to three different people. So the Mishnah says, Harelu Mitzdarfin, they do combine together to become a state ilan, v'charshin kol base sabish ilan, and you can then plow the entire besa, the entire area of 50 by 50 amas around these three trees, because of these trees, even though they have three separate owners. You can plow it up until Shavuos. The Mishnah says, v'kam yehei b'neim, how much space needs to be between these three trees? Rami Gamliel says, Kadesh Abakir Iver Bekalev, in order that the cattle can pass through with the kalim, with the equipment to plow, and this is a distance of 4 amas that's necessary between the trees in order to pass through and plow the field. If there was less than that, the tree would not be able to grow well, and one of them would need to be uprooted, so then it would lose its status of a state ilan because one of the three trees is going to need to be uprooted because it's too close to another one. Mishnah Vav. Till now we were discussing mature trees. Three mature trees, older trees, make up a state ilan. The Mishnah now gives a different halacha for younger trees. Eser Netiyas, 10 Netiyas, 10 young sapling, young trees, Mufuzaris, that are scattered, B'teich Beisa, in the area of Beisa, 50 by 50 Amos, then Charshin Kol Beisa B'Shvilin Ad Rosh Hashanah, you can plow the entire Beisa area because of these trees Ad Rosh Hashanah until the beginning of the Shemitah year, until Rosh Hashanah. So the young trees have two different differences in halacha to the older trees. First of all, the amount that you need to make the to have this halacha that you allow to plow the entire Beisa, it's not three but rather 10 young trees in this area. And also the time that you're allowed to plow till for the older trees, it's only until Shavuos. You get an extension from Pesach to Shavuos. You can plow the area for the older trees. For the young trees, you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year. So those are the two differences. And this is a halacha l'mishnah Mishnah I learned that's taught orally from Tamisha Rabbeinu and passed on. The Mishnah now clarifies this halacha that it needs to be mufuzer, scattered. Hayu asuyes shura. If the trees, the 10 trees, were made in a row, they were in a long row, but not scattered, or if they were mukafas atara, if they were surrounded by a fence, then ein charshim lahem el tzarkan, you can only plow then only the needs for each individual tree, just the 2 amas around it, but you can't plow the entire area 50 by 50. It loses its status of a eser netiyas, of a state ilan.